Welcome back to the Radar Kent Show on this busy Tuesday afternoon here on Utah's Talk Radio, 105.9 KNRS. Program note, coming up a little bit later on in the show, Riley Gaines, well-known All-American swimmer, now leading an effort to keep men who think they're women out of women's sports. She'll be speaking up at the University of Utah on, what is it, I think it is this Thursday. She will join us on the show a little bit later on and talk about her battle to protect women's sports and what she'll say at that gathering up at the University of Utah. Riley Gaines will join us a little bit later on in the show. We invite you to stay tuned and enjoy. You know, you have to admit that America is an unbelievable, fantastic country. I mean, you know, we are able to put a man on the moon. There's so many wonderful things that this country is responsible for. But now we have some real challenges in this country, and there's a great fear that this country is headed in the wrong direction. So what is it going to take to win back our country? Joining us on our newsmaker line right now is Alan Pfeiffer. Alan has a website. It's called 1+1=2.com. He's an author, a thinker, a strategist, also a contributor to American Thinker, and he wrote about this idea of what it's going to take to get our country back. Alan, thank you very much for joining us. Alan, you write something that I found interesting. You said America is ripe for a new kind of revolution of ideas, re-engagement, and pushback. Has that revolution started?
We're at a tipping point. You know, I think that we've been on the edge for years. I've been really, really surprised that there hasn't been more pushback than there has been. I think that the other side has found a way that has, in many ways, castrated people like myself and mm-hmm. others who consider themselves to be conservatives. And there's going to be some tipping point that occurs where it's a bridge too far. It inevitably happens.
Alan, you write about the do-your-own-thing generations that we've lived through. What has that approach done to this country, in your opinion?
The absence of individual strife, you know, not having wars, not worrying about eating the next meal, not worrying about medical costs, not having to pay attention to families. All these things have softened us up to a degree that we've never had before. I mean, so many people came to this country and essentially perished in the process of becoming successful Americans, assimilated Americans. That doesn't happen anymore. That's exactly what we're seeing with the people coming across the border, not to change the subject.
Well, let's talk about coming across the border. You reference a comment made by the president of Mexico in his 60 Minutes interview the other day, which basically isn't he trying to blackmail America in many ways, Alan?
Could you imagine this statement by a head of state 10 years ago, 100 years ago? I think this, you know, the U.S. must commit $20 billion a year to poor countries in Latin America, or else we're going to send more and more people to your borders. This man, Obrador, believes that he can, on his own, change American policy because of the leadership in America being so weak. He has made that calculation, and he's not wrong. That's the scary part.
You talk about as well, you raise a very good question, and I wonder this myself, Alan. Do the American people, those who still believe in the goodness of this country, common sense, fair-minded Americans, do they still believe we can save the Republic? Are we working hard enough to save the Republic, in your opinion?
Oh, of course not. Tactics matter. Racism has cowed the bulk of the producer class. The people who stand to lose the most are on tenderhooks as they are afraid to say things and do things that might make them stand out as being racist. You know, this whole conversation about white people in America today, the Great Reset and all that's been poo-pooed in the mainstream media, is actually happening. And it's not a question of racism, except in having the finger pointed at you. You know, I'm not racist. I don't have any friends who are racist. But I'm called a racist. I'm called a systemic racist, right?
Mm-hmm. Alan, you say there are three things that we need to do to win. Outline those three things and why you think they're so important.
Sure. One, I think it's time that we realize that without control of the a better control of the press, in the sense of Fox can't do it alone. There are five or six media outlets, including social media in specific, that reach the vast majority of people in this country, and they tell a message that is fundamentally untrue.
Mm-hmm.
We need to put our money where our mouth is, and we need Rupert Murdoch can't do this alone. We need to put money towards buying more media access so that we can tell our stories. Tell our story and be the rebuttal to what we're hearing every night, or not hearing, even more important, and Media Matters. How often do we hear that there's zero minutes on major stories that you hear in conservative press that are meaningful that don't appear at all on any of the mainstream media? So that's number one. We need that ability to get our message across to people who are not receiving that message today.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Second one, what's number two?
White people must come out of their coma. And we need the leaders to explain that if we don't in fact engage the enemy, and the enemy in this case, in my opinion, is Marxism, progressivism. You know, they changed the name, but it's still the same playbook. So we have to engage the enemy that is trying to destroy America as we know it. And then the third thing is the most important. We can't do anything without a leader who is willing and able to communicate the message and do the hard things that everybody says you can't or shouldn't do. We had an imperfect president in Donald Trump, and at the same time, he had to deal with mm-hmm. what, in my opinion, was a nightmare scenario with COVID. But he was successful in doing so many things that he doesn't get credit for. There is nobody else that's out there today. Trump has to be reinstated by virtue of winning in a landslide so that he gets the type of mandate that is necessary to make fundamental changes in the direction this ship is going.
Alan, are you optimistic?
I'm always optimistic. I'm very, very lucky. You know, I'd like to, you know, courage is, it was the whole outlook of this article. And I'm reminded of a Mark Twain quote. The two mm-hmm. most important days in your life are the day when you were born and the day you find out why. I've always believed that it doesn't take everybody to agree. It takes a small preponderance of the best thinkers and the people who are willing to risk everything for a country like America that's unique in this world. And in fact, there are people who are like this. So I'm very optimistic. I don't know exactly when things will break our way, but perhaps this November, that's the start of a major change in how we look at America.
On our Newsmaker line, Alan Pfeiffer. Alan, of course, wrote a terrific article on the fact that we are going to have some courage to take our country back. And that courage, I think, begins with all of us, including myself and you out there, getting involved in this election this year. I mean, it can be as simple as running around and hanging some, you know, door posters or door leaflets on your neighbors to get a vote out for a candidate that you like. That's how we fight back. And the courage comes from just actually getting involved. And Alan wrote a terrific article on this. He is a contributor at American Thinker. And if you want to learn more about what Alan has to say, you can go to his website, 1+1=2.com. That's 1+1=2.com. More of the Rod Arquette Show headed your way on this Tuesday afternoon right here on Utah's Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS.